And I remember also being bathed in a bucket.
I'd break something. And it wouldn't be a record.
I'll baptize you in a souvenir cup. Love hearing that theme song every week.
And that's exactly why I'm no longer allowed in most supermarkets east of New Mexico. Sorry, mid-story.
I hate when we press the record button while you're telling a story.
Man, I would go back, but this is too long.
No.
Too long.
They don't want to hear about when you had to rob the old lady or when you had to iron your grandpa's clothes.
I know. Yeah. And I would love to share it, though. Because especially that part that you told, how it related to you and your past clockworking experience.
Mm-hmm. And how my precision
is precise.
Really... Yes.
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks for joining us. So for you, it's been a week.
For us, it's been...
Let me check my clock with my precise fingers. It's been like four minutes.
Give or take.
Since we just ended the last episode.
Yeah.
So we're not going to try to hide anything. We have to double up.
Clean living.
And you know if you listened to the last episode, but...
Yeah, we are going to be away from each other next week. And so, for that own reason, we...
I'm out.
Got a dub. For that reason, this is a solo podcast.
And for this reason, Trent had to leave.
So, for the next 20 minutes, it'll be Alex, and I'll take the 20 minutes after that.
That'd be awful.
No, that'd be terrible. My 20 minutes would be so boring. I need Alex. I don't know why I'm on here, because Alex makes the show. I'm just here.
Let's not try to lie.
You're right. That's not tucked into lie. Mm-hmm. So I'll keep telling the truth like I was. Good. Anyway, what are we talking about this episode?
So guys,
we don't have
much.
Locked-ins, nuh-uh.
We can't do locked-ins. Obviously don't have fan mail. Because you guys don't know how to type and can't send us an email. Sorry. Whoa. That's a little bit of bitterness coming out. I'm sorry.
This is starting to become one of the after shows.
It's a little loose.
So what are we doing here?
So I just asked on the Instagram. You can find us at
Tucked in T Podcast.
Tucked.in.t.podcast.
Okay. Can I help you say it? I'll do the dots.
Okay. Tucked.
Dot.
In.
Dot.
T.
Dot.
Podcast.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
Thanks.
All right.
I just want to be a help. I just really want to help you.
I just want to be on the podcast.
I just want to talk sometimes.
On the Instagram, I asked for help of what we should talk about. And like, because we don't know. And so... we have some responses here that I think could give us some conversation, maybe.
All right. Well, it's going to have to be a long conversation.
All right. So the first one comes from Joel.
Joel. The first Joel. Sorry, I'm no singer.
The angels did sing
of a certain young podcast.
With their tucked in the...
Okay. No need to be blasphemous, though.
No need. No need, all right? There's no need for all that.
All that jazz.
Anyway, he asked any youth con stories, but specifically the trailer incident. So we talked about the trailer incident.
Well, we can always retell it.
No, they don't want to hear it. We talked about the trailer incident last time. Scary stuff, man. Fish tails, ponytails, and...
Rat tails.
Ew, no.
Retail.
But he asked for YouthCon stories. So YouthCon is the conference that we talked about last episode. Any stories specifically? I'm trying to think of any... The only thing I can kind of think of is when we went to an amusement park as a whole conference. And so... first of all, the first ride that we went on, we got in line and we were kind of going through and we had these people, behind us and it's a country guy. He's from Shakota.
Shakota.
Yeah. He says, I was like, where are you from? He goes, Shakota.
Shakota.
And I was like, huh?
Shakota.
I was like, oh, I thought you just had a bad accent. I thought you were saying Dakota.
Wait, did you say accent?
Accent, yeah.
Oh, I thought he said accident the whole time. I was like, what?
No.
That's why I was so like, wow, he said that. All right. Oh, man, I thought you just had a bad accident.
Oh, I thought you had some mental problems.
Okay, anyway. So, yeah, Shakota.
That's crazy. We just talked about this, like, right before we pressed record, so that's funny.
Well, I said, did you say accident? You said, yeah.
Because I thought you said accent. It sounds... when
accident.
When you say accident, you sound exactly like you're saying accent.
Yeah, accent.
I got in a car accident.
With that southern accident. Got that Irish accident.
That was the Confederacy. It was a southern accident.
Okay. That's funny. Okay.
Anyway, Shakota. This guy is from Shakota. And he's like, I've never been on a roller coaster before. I was like, oh, that's kind of crazy.
Have you ridden a cow?
He had ridden some stuff. He rode on a car that he just caught on fire. he said his car. You tell us because you probably remember it better than me. But
I really don't. I remember the camera. But so how it started was our friend's phone was he was using it to record for the conference, like for a recap video, and his phone was like getting real hot. I mean, it was probably 100 degrees out, and this phone's working overtime. Running on the camera. And so it's hot. So we're feeling like, whoa. And he goes, I was recording once on the camera and it got over 100 degrees and I thought it would catch on fire. I'm like, oh, wow. I think fire's a lot hotter than 100 degrees, but wow. And he's like, yeah. And then later, he was just there. And then he's like, I was in a car accident once. The car caught on fire. I was like, well, does everything just catch on fire with you?
Everyone in Chicago.
So I called him spontaneous combustion. And we kept talking, you know, we're talking, and he's like talking to his friends. Y'all are now roller coaster, first one, yeah, yeehaw. And all of a sudden, he just goes, I can't move my arm.
And I was like, as long as it didn't catch on fire, we're good, right?
He just was standing there. He just, I can't move my arm. I look back, and he's hitting his arm with his other hand. It's like, I'm just going to step forward and get closer in line to the person in front of me. And the next thing I know, I look back and he's punching the other guy. So I don't know what was happening. But he didn't catch on fire. So, yeah, Shakota. Maybe he's listening.
We love roller coasters, though.
Roller coasters are so fun. I can't wait this next week going to Silver Dollar City. Mm-hmm. Riding with my brother is so fun. We have some good roller coaster memories.
Sometimes it's better to talk to the people in front of you or behind you.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Than to ride the ride. Because me and Trent were on one. We were in our little cart. And in front of us were these...
Why'd you do air quotes? You said, little cart.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I was subconscious. Okay. No one could see it, so I just...
I can.
I thought the mic would block it. I tried.
Okay, go. Our
little cart. There's these people in front of us, these two girls, and I was like, hey, Trent, let's watch this. And so I just said really loudly, I was like, yeah, I normally throw up whenever I'm on a roller coaster, about 80% of the time.
Which is a weird statistic to know. Anyway, go.
And so I say it loud enough for them to hear. And then one of them looks back and she's like, if you're going to throw it, you better throw it that way. I was like, I don't know. I have neck problems. I usually can't lean to my right. So
you said my normal tendency is to throw up angled left.
Yeah, that's just, you know, normally it's right to the left.
It's so funny.
And so that was that's how I started the ride. And as we're going up, then we go down, and we're doing all these, like, crazies, you know, roller coaster things.
Doing all these crazies.
Crazy roller coaster things, like, flipping and whatever. And I start making gagging noises. I'm not going to do them on the podcast, because that's kind of gross. But
yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, I just, like, start to gag while we're doing...
I think the people behind you are more scared. Because like...
That makes sense.
Which was a pastor and his...
Oh, was it?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was.
That's funny.
You remember the pastor we were talking to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's funny.
Pastor of the theme park pastor.
Theme park pastor.
Yeah.
What a funny title. No, so you know, they
wait,
were
sorry,
scared.
Real huh? quick. There's yeah. a chapel in Silver Dollar City.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me, but it kind of does.
So maybe we should preach while we're there.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to go give a devo. Like, come on, come all.
That'd be kind of sick.
Hear what the Lord hath said.
Come forth, young child.
He says this to you.
You can bring your... turkey leg in. Come on. Come Rodney, to the altar.
Rodney, come.
You and your funnel cake, come to the altar. Here we go. I'll baptize you in a souvenir cup.
I'm going to need a bigger cup.
Excuse me. Or baptizing on the log ride.
I require your biggest souvenir cup, please. The log ride. No, that's funny. We must sit front row. And everyone's watching.
Must be fully immersed, okay? So create a big splash.
And now we jump. Oh, that's a funny thought. That's a really funny thought.
Theme park pastor.
Theme park pastor.
Theme park Baptist church.
Did anything else happen when we're at the theme park? We sweated a lot.
You know what should be illegal?
A lot. Not of
roller coasters.
What?
But remember when we were thirsty?
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy. Okay,
oh,
so.
Oh, my goodness.
I was so thirsty. It was like 100-something degrees out. And I was like, I need something. And so I was like, okay, maybe I should buy this this Powerade. And so I was like, you know what? It could probably, and it's going to be, I already knew it was going to be expensive. But I said, I'm real thirsty. I should be all right.
What were you thinking price-wise in your brain? Did you have a number?
Like, that you're like $5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking four, yeah.
Yeah, four or five. Something around there. Good. And I still think that's a lot.
That is insane.
Because it's not even that big of a Powerade. But anyway, I got it. And I take it to the lady. And, you know, I'm expecting to just pay a couple bucks. And she says, that'll be $8.11.
Yeah.
And I said, what? Actually, my exact words were, actually, I'm not really that thirsty anymore.
I thought she said $3.11. I was not, like, I was kind of out off to the side. And I, for some reason, I heard 11. I was just, like, assuming, oh, it was, like, probably 3 or 4. And he said, what was that again? She said, you said 8.11. I said, oh. So I turned around and put my Sprite back. I just walked back.
I was like, actually, I'm not thirsty anymore. And then she was actually very kind. Tiffany, if you're out there listening.
Thank you, Tiff.
She said, actually, I could probably give you 40% off.
I could probably.
Yeah, well, then she scanned her name tag. And so I still didn't want to pay, you know, that $5 for it.
Yeah.
But I was like, if she's already going to give me 40% off, I was going to be like, well, actually, could we do another 30?
Yeah, if you could take it 70% off, that'd be great.
Be ungrateful. So, I paid too much, but...
You know how much... It tastes and it was like a 16 ounce, 20 ounce.
Yeah.
12? You know how much you can buy a 32 ounce Powerade at Dollar General for?
89 cents.
Yeah, like 89 cents, $1.20. That's insane.
Thanks for the pause. Pause for dramatic effect.
In --. Insane.
Insane.
That's insane. I can't feel my arm.
I'm catching on fire.
Oh no. It's happening again.
All right. Well, that was YouthCon story. What's another prompt, a response we get from Anna Banana? She says,
Beautiful Fana.
Who also is a great listener. We've never met personally.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that she listens.
Super thankful.
She says, stories about where you've traveled in the country or outside the country.
Oh, good topic. Okay.
Okay, man. Okay. First of all, let's start out. Where have you gone outside the country?
Well, growing up, my parents and my church were very big on missions trips. So I was very blessed in that sense that they brought us along and were willing to sacrifice time, money, strength, whatever, to bring us along. So I've been to Costa Rica.
Whoa.
On a missions trip. That was life-changing. We were at an orphanage in Costa Rica with missionaries.
Is that where you were adopted?
Yeah, that's where they found me. I said, Mama? She said, come.
You look just like me. I think I want you.
You look strangely like your dad. That man over there. So, yeah, Costa Rica. We went to London as well.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then New York City. So that was in States. My family does like to do a family vacation each year, too. So, state-wise, we've been around, not west a bunch, not past Colorado, and not past, like, I guess Florida on the east side. But, yeah, so, out of country, would be London and Costa Rica that I've been blessed to be a part of.
Very nice.
How about yourself?
So in the country, I've been to 36 of the states.
I need to count. I want to count mine. That's insane. 36?
Yeah, that, and that, most of it is like the bottom half.
Sure, sure.
Because I haven't really been northeast, so like Delaware and New York and stuff like that. And I haven't been the top west. But I've been to a lot of states, done a whole bunch there. And then outside of the country, I've been to Mexico a couple times. Just on vacation with the family. And then when I was real little, well, I guess technically it's still kind of United States, but Puerto Rico. But I was like real little. I don't remember it. I remember there being a little doggy. And a little chihuahua named Chi-Chi. And Chi-Chi. Also, yeah. And I remember also being bathed in a...
What?
In a bucket.
Bathed in a bucket in Mexico?
No, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Missed something.
I still remember that.
Wow.
I don't know why. That's like probably one of my first memories, because I think I was like 4, so...
Wow. That, I can't believe you remember that.
I know, it's kind of weird. And then Mexico, kind of funny story in Mexico is that actually I don't tell much people this because it was embarrassing to me for a long time.
All right.
But now I'm not embarrassed about it anymore.
Go ahead.
So it's all started out. We were staying at a resort and they have like a pool, a beach that like their own private beach behind. And so we were going to go as a family. And before we leave, my mom was like, hey, let's stop and pray real quick. I was like, okay, I guess. I was like, why? I don't know why I have to pray. Like, I said this out loud. I was like, I don't even know why we have to pray. Like, we're just going to the beach. Like, it's kind of weird. But, you know, my mom, she's like, let's pray. So we prayed as family. Just keep us safe, Lord, and you know, that kind of thing. And so we went out, and we just had a fun time. Boogie boarding, you know what that is? Boogie boarding?
Yes, yeah.
So good. I love boogie boarding. We were just messing around in the sand. Things like that, but I was really into the boogie boarding. And usually, you know, you get out, you catch a wave, and you come back in. Well, my parents, we were about to finish. My parents were like, okay, let's go in. And so we were supposed to be done. But I said, can I please do one more?
One last one.
One more.
Boogie one more time. Boogie one more time.
And my parents, very loving, very gracious, said,
said no.
They're very patient, and they said, yes, go ahead, go. I go one more time. And so I go out, my little unsatisfied self.
Untucked.
And I was out there, and I'm trying to catch a wave. And I go over a wave. I don't catch it. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I kind of, every time you go over a wave, you kind of go a little farther out. So another wave comes, and I just go over it again. I was like, what is happening? I'm not, like, catching these waves. I'm not going in. And I'm only going farther and farther and farther out.
Oh, no, little Alex.
Yeah, and so I'm just, me and my boogie board are now, I can't give a rough estimate, I don't really know, but we are far away from the shore at this point, like real far. And I was just like, what is happening?
Oh, no.
That's scary. We're at the point where it's like calm back there, like there's no more waves, you know? There's just like, so it was like scary. I was like, I don't even know what I was doing. And my dad, he swims out. You know, dads are heroes. So, hey, thanks, Dad.
That's right.
But he gets out there. But, I mean, he can't really bring me back. So now we're both... I was like, thanks, Dad. But now we're both just...
Thanks, now we're what's both, the plan?
Now we're both just out here.
He said, oh, I just wanted to boogie.
So we're both, like, on the boogie board now. And it's just... And so he kept... I was like, oh, at least I have company while I die. But... we're both out there, and then eventually the lifeguards they come out. They do like a
they
human chain,
your life.
Like a human chain plus like a rope, and so it was interesting. And I just remember getting back, and like first of all, I felt so embarrassed walking like into the resort again because like everyone was watching and stuff, and so I just remember being really embarrassed about it, and so I didn't tell people for a long time, but. But now thinking back on it, first of all, importance of prayer. Are you kidding me? I could have, if we didn't pray, I would have got eaten by a shark.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. But
you never know.
Seriously, I actually did learn something with that about prayer. And then, you know, I didn't really learn anything about satisfaction, but there's a lesson in there somewhere about satisfaction. But yeah, that's boogie boarding in Mexico.
Boogie boarding and lifeguarding.
Thanks to the lifeguards. Shouts out.
Shout out to all the lifeguards there in Puerto Rico.
Appreciate that.
In Costa Rica. Oh, before we do that, I took a state quiz. I've been to 28.
Okay.
So I thought I had been to more than that. I'm not going to lie. But I've missed a like far west coast and far east coast. Okay. I've been to central, like pretty much all central.
Oh, nice.
Which is cool. So maybe one day I'll get all 50.
That'd be fun.
It'd be cool. 36 is a lot, Alex.
It is?
That's impressive.
And I'm only 12.
Yeah. I podcast with a 12-year-old. No, in Costa Rica, one of my memories was, that was the first one of the first times I remember giving a Devo.
Oh, really?
Like a little lesson that I, wow. I like did myself. Like, we preach for other things, like, yeah, a little like competition preaching. But a lot of that, I was like, people helped me put it together. So this one was like my own thing. And I preached on, we were around a lot of poverty and around a lot of orphans and those who really just had a rough circumstances. And so I did a lesson on Paul. And now Paul says, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. And so I did a lesson on how, just hear me out. I just want to make sure everyone knows this. I'm probably 14, maybe somewhere in there.
14. 12-year-old and a 14-year-old.
And so I was 14. I'm not anymore. I'm past that. I'm at least 15 now. And so I did that about how they were content and they were happy. And yet we have so much. Are we content? Are we happy in what state we're in? And I remember that distinctly because I was terrified out of my little noggin.
That's a good little thought, though.
That's what I came up with.
I thought you were saying that you were doing a Devo to the people of Costa Rica.
Oh, no.
About
no,
being content.
No, oh, yes,
like,
sorry.
I know you're living on the street, but you got to be content. I know.
We're I know that's orphanage. Your only shirt, but you better love that shirt. God gave you that shirt.
No, so it was. You're at the orphanage. Just,
no. No, it was to the workers. Okay. It was to those who we had brought on the mission ship. Sorry, I did not clarify that. No, but it really was so eye-opening. The whole just being there, realizing that how I was able to grow up, I didn't deserve that. And it's so normal to us because that's how we grew up. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, how blessed we really are and how there's a world out there that not only needs material things and needs shelter and whatever, it also has spiritual needs. And so the mission work there was great. It was pretty cool to be able to experience. And I also remember the cockroaches there. Man, so gross. It was like raining.
That is gross.
It would get dark outside and they'd just be everywhere and you'd sprint because they'd hit you. They were the ones with the little horns on the front. There were like some evolved little cockroaches and they had like horns on the front, like these beetles, and you'd run inside and close the door and you'd hear them hit the door like, yeah, you can ask. Yeah. Ask those who went on there with me. Ask my sister. We'd sprint cause they dive bomb you and they try and hit you. So you'd have to run to the cabin, shut the door and they'd all smack the door. And then the morning it was just covered just like hail, but it was little bugs that were dead now. And the dog would go around and eat them. It was a little dachshund. So anyway, yeah, Costa Rica, super, super good time. Wish I could go back and kind of experience it again because I didn't fully grasp maybe all I should have when I was there. You know, as a 14-year-old, I was like, oh, this is cool. But like going back, I think it'd just be different. But it was a good time.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go on a mission trip.
We should go together with our families one day.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Like our families now or our future
like
families?
Like once we get married.
Okay.
And have, maybe before we have all kids.
Right. Just give me a couple months. Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Just give me a couple months.
All right.
So you said Mexico, Puerto Rico. Was there any others I missed?
No, that was all I've been outside.
Do you have stories from those? Other than the one you told?
Yeah, other than that one. I'm trying to think about something that happened. Perhaps I can talk about the time when I bartered with a street vendor at the age of like 12.
Let's talk about that.
So it was, I don't even know how this would be interesting, but.
So the age of now.
Yeah, seriously. So in Mexico, like in these like touristy spots, there's all these like street vendors. And oh my goodness, you are not, like, they will talk to you no matter what. You're not safe, dude. Like, they'll catch you and they won't let you go. You just tell them no, 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 no. And they're just like, what does that mean? I don't know what that means. They only understand no, not no. They say in Spanish.
Right.
But anyway, these people, they're relentless. It's actually annoying. And they just go crazy when you're down there and they're trying to get you to do all these excursions, all these stuff. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they're trying to get you to buy all their little things. And so I was shopping at this one little place. That's just like the little street vendor place. And they had this cool little pyramid that I had taken interest in because it was made out of like fish bone.
Fish bone?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And so I was like, I kind of want this. And so I asked the guy how much. And he said it was like, I can't remember. I think it started at $30.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm just a little
boy. I'll go catch my own fish.
I'm just a little boy. I can't do $30. And so I was like, oh, okay. Dude, would you go like, I think I said 20. And he goes, no, I could do 25. I was like, okay, no. And then so I started to walk away, look at other stuff. And he comes back. He's like, actually, I'll do 20.
Wow.
And I was like, no.
All I got is Monopoly money, so.
Even though I was willing to pay 20 before. I had the 20, but I was like, you know what? Probably not. And so I was like, I don't want to do 20. And so I go back over to my parents, and because he caught me before as I was leaving. But now I got to my parents, and it had been a couple minutes, and I was with my parents. We came back around the same spot where I had that fish bone pyramid. And he says to me, he says, hey, come over here. And I was like, huh? And he's like, come over here. And so I was like, okay. And so he's like, okay, I can do 15. And I was like, 10. And he's like, you got a deal. And so,
no way.
Yeah. So I got it for $10 and it's still in my room today.
Wow.
Yep.
Can you post a picture of it when you get home?
Sure.
I'm kidding. You don't have to. Unless you want to.
No one really wants to see it.
Well, I want to see it, so you can take a picture for me.
Okay, I'll post it on the Patreon.
You don't have to. I just want to see it.
Okay.
I want to see the Fishbone Pyramid.
All right.
The infamous Fishbone Pyramid.
Yep. That's it. What about you? You have anything else?
When I was in London, me and my friend, we started a podcast back then that will never be shared to the public. That was my first podcasting adventure, and boy, was it fun. We had a good old time. I really, really, really enjoyed London. It was so cool. You know, you don't think of the spiritual need over there like you would think of as in Costa Rica or Puerto Rico or Mexico. But yet it's so dark over there, spiritually dark. And it was just cool to see just the missionaries and how they live. And it's just different how you have to interact with people. Yeah. You can't just approach them the same way about the gospel. Even in England or London, as you would here in America. So it was good. It was super, super good. Lots of jet lag. And I was so sleep deprived. And it was bad. I tried to take a 30-minute nap and it made it worse.
Yikes. And
that's when we recorded the podcast. So there's audio of me sounding like absolutely don't know what I'm talking about. But that's this podcast too. So, hey.
What's changed?
Nothing's changed.
You're always jet lagged, as still, I say in quotation marks.
As he says in air quotes. Was there another topic? Because I think that's all I got
for okay.
travels.
That was all our travels. Another one we have is from Logan. Says, if you played in an Olympic sport, which would you do the best in and why?
Okay. You want to go first or?
Yeah. Let's see here. I would do best in something. It has to be probably something very simple. Something that you can't really go wrong in.
Okay.
So I would have to say something like fast walking.
Oh, speed walking?
Yeah.
Wait, is that an Olympic sport now?
I don't know.
That's insane if it is. There's no way speed walking is an Olympic sport. I do that in Walmart, bro.
It is.
What?
Yes.
What?
All right. That's what I would do. Speed walking.
That's would crazy. Be
my sport. Because maybe some would say I run so slow that it could be counted as walking. And so I'd win.
I'd okay, if you think you could win.
No, I don't know if I'd win, but I think that's what I do the best at.
I'm trying to think of all the sports. There's so many sports. Powerlifting. I'm kidding.
Okay.
If I could do any Olympic sport, what would I do?
Oh, actually, sorry, I'm gonna change mine.
All right.
Handball. You know what handball is?
Yeah, I think I could score.
Oh my goodness. I think I'd be, not only would I be okay at it, I think I'd be all right at it.
Yeah. Decent.
I think, actually, I definitely think I'd be able to score. First of all, the goalie at handball has to be the hardest job in any sport.
The hardest position, yeah, of any sport for sure.
Because people are just throwing it. I mean, you have so much control in a throw. And it's such a small ball and a big goal that there's, I don't know how you ever block it.
Yeah, they'd have to be really bad just to throw it at you and you'd block it, but that's only the only way.
So actually, yeah, that's mine. Maybe I could do both still, actually.
Okay.
I could still speed walk and do handball.
At the same time. My sport. Oh, my sport. If cornhole was a sport. I want to say, just to be funny.
Gymnastics.
No, I could never. I'd break something. And it wouldn't be a record. I'd probably do curling, just so I could be the guy that screams and yells the whole time. While he scrubs in front of the little metal kettlebell. He goes, That's what I'd do. That'd be my sport, just so I could yell like that. I wouldn't even, I'd join, the Russian team and not be Russian just so I could yell like that and it'd be normal.
Maybe you should just do tennis if you want to just yell.
No, I'm not good at tennis. That, all I'm doing is scrubbing in front of a kettlebell at that point.
Oh, yeah, you are pretty good at sweeping.
Yeah, I'm a good sweeper.
Okay.
So I guess I do that because I can't think of anything else at the moment.
All right. Well, if we were Olympic athletes, that'd be us. Take me to Paris.
Fly me to Paris.
Do it. All right. Last topic comes from, what's the name? Oh, random topic generator. Okay. Let's see what he says. That was boring. He says, what is a controversial opinion you have?
Jet lag. Jet lag.
That is controversial.
No, it's not. It's not very controversial at all, Alex. I think almost 99.9% of the population.
Let's not get into politics. Yeah.
Jet lag is politics to you?
Yep. Hey, whoa.
Whoa. Okay.
Don't say the J word.
Yeah. Juice.
Did you say juice
of apple.
Okay.
Juego de manzana.
Wow, look at you, bilingual. You can go.
I don't think Mexico. Did I even say that right?
I don't know what you
Juego?
Said. But
Hugo?
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 Yeah.
What did I say? I don't know.
Fuego.
Who?
Fuego.
Hugo? Anyway, I'm no Spanish speaker.
But you are a
theme park preacher.
That was good.
Alex, didn't you have a game you want to do?
Yes. Okay, I'm actually very excited for this game.
We got like 10 minutes.
Oh, do
we? But we can go over. That's yeah, we fine. Can go
however long we want.
People are going to listen anyway. All right,
this one, you guys are going to think, how in the world did he think about this?
Okay, how in the world did you think about that?
That's not the name of the
That's
game.
That's the segment.
But it's very random, a little bit clever. So y'all heard of the game Two Truths and a Lie?
Yeah.
This is Two Truths and a Lion.
Okay. Please explain before I judge.
Yes. So I'm going to tell you three words. Two of them are going to mean the word lion in another language. And one of them I'm going to make up.
What? So it's two lions and an imposter. Not two truths and a lion.
Two truths and a lion.
Oh, lion, like L-Y.
Yep.
Okay, got you. Good, 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 good. Hey, that's clever.
All right, so this is going to be test. First of all, you can ask me questions about the word. Oh, you can only really ask me one
Does
question.
Does it mean lion?
No, you can ask me like the country it's from. So we'll see if I'm good at lion.
Okay, go ahead and all start right. lion.
All right, first word, Aslan.
Yeah, that's definitely lion.
Another word, Giotto.
Okay.
The other word, love.
Love?
Mm-hmm.
Country of origin for Giotto, please.
Giotto comes from, it's Amharic.
So there's no way you made that up. There's no way you just made Amharic.
How do you know where that's from?
I'm going to say the lion in this one is Aslan.
Aslan is for real. It's Azerbaijani. Azerbaijani.
So that's just the name of the lion in Narnia. So I was like, oh, he probably just...
Oh.
Aslan.
I didn't know.
Wait, that. So what's the lie?
Giotto.
So you made that up?
Yeah, I just picked a random country. Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
All right. We have...
I'm sad.
Zata.
Okay.
We have... Zaki.
Okay.
And we have Jinxa.
Say the first one again, please.
Zata.
Zata was the second.
It was. Oh, I lost that. Where'd it go? Okay, it was we had Zata and then we had Zaki.
Zaki and
then Jinxa.
Jinxa. Zata, Zaki, Jinxa. Okay. Your lie was the middle one.
Zaki?
No. Zaka. Zaka was the lion.
Zata.
Zata
was the first one.
Yeah, that's the lie.
That is ew. From wherever that's from. I don't know. So it is real.
What?
Yeah.
What was the lie in?
Jinxa.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so bad at this. I'm so bad at knowing other languages.
You should know this.
Shouldn't you know?
Okay. Let's do maybe one more round of it.
Okay.
So random. It's such a random game.
Okay.
But I thought of it earlier today. Okay. We have Liu. Wara. Livani.
Okay, I'm just going to picture natives screaming this as they point.
The Livani is chasing me!
Livani, Livani, Livani! That sounds real. What's the other one?
Lou.
Lou! 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 No. What's the last one?
Wara.
Wara, Wara, Wara. I'm going to say Lou.
Lou is Afrikaans.
Ah, what?
Yeah.
They should have picked a scarier word for lion. That doesn't sound very scary.
I forgot what the other one was, but I made that one up. So
the other, there's two more.
So I didn't make up Lou and I didn't make up Wara. I forgot what I said for that.
Divani.
Yeah, Luvani. Luvani, yeah. Yeah.
I'm so bad at this.
Well, that was two truths.
Who's screaming?
And a lion.
Lou, Lou, Lou. Is that an owl or is there a lion?
Actually, technically, we can hear if I'm saying it right. Here we go.
Leo.
Leo.
Well, if you said Leo, I would have known. I would have known.
Hey, it's all part of the game. You all just right?
pronounce it right.
That was Two Truths and a Lie. And come back next week for Truth or Bear.
Okay. That's funny. That is actually really funny. Do you actually want to do Two Truths and a Lie?
Uh-huh.
You want to tell two truths or a lie about you?
Okay. I feel like I don't have much about me, but
I can do one if you want. Okay. I actually literally thought about this earlier today. Okay. About actually nice. Doing one for myself.
Well, go ahead and do that. I'll try to think about
okay.
what you do.
So, two truths or a lie. Well, oh, but you know them. Maybe I could give it to the audience.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll just give them to the audience. I don't know if I can come up with stuff you wouldn't know, I guess.
Okay.
Never mind. This all just broke down.
So, I'll just give one for the audience, I think.
Okay.
don't say it so dejected.
Fine.
Be happy.
Okay.
Just like a Gaza.
Those are not very happy.
They're always happy.
They're happy because they eat things. Okay. So, for mine, I only thought about one of them, so.
Oh, okay. I thought about this earlier today.
Okay, two truths and a lie.
Yep.
Okay, here's my two truths or a lie. Two truths and a lie. Sorry, not or. They're either both true or they're both lies. Okay, two truths or a lie. And a lie. Sorry, I can't even say that right. Here they are. Phrase one, sentence one. I have committed a simple misdemeanor.
Ooh.
That's my first statement. Next statement. I have done 4 consecutive front flips in the air at a trampoline park.
Okay.
Into a foam pit. Not onto trampoline, into a foam pit.
Oh, okay, okay.
My last statement. I have bowled a game under 10 points. Those are my statements.
I hope that's the lie.
Those are my statements.
We'll find out next week.
When we come back to...
Dude, truth.
Lie. That's so dumb. What's happening?
We're playing Would You Otter.
Would You Otter?
No, I'm just trying to think of games that you play and replacing it with a
with animals. I can't think of it.
Yeah. Oh well.
So, well, this has been a different episode.
Oh, something, that's for sure.
It's been different.
I feel like we got to give him something. I think we should just...
Yeah, we need to give him something.
We got to just, sing a song or something.
Yeah, I think this episode has been low performance, so we need to do something with it.
So let's write a song.
Using okay.
ChatGPT.
Writing a song. And again, because this was back to back, so it's going to be how it is.
That's just how it is.
Unfortunately. We didn't have a week to talk about. We didn't have locked-ins to go over. No fan mail. And not much to talk about. Other than the things you told us. So if it weren't for you guys, this would be 45 minutes of silence. It'd be really awkward. And yeah. An occasional...
Maybe a couple coughs. You'd probably be able to hear, but I've been having some coffee
fits.
Coughs.
He's been having fits.
Yeah. What do we want to do?
How's that song coming?
I don't know.
Let's recap the episode, okay?
Okay.
Today
we talked about...
What did we talk about?
YouthCon.
YouthCon.
Roller coaster.
Roller coasters. Throwing up on roller coasters. We talked about visiting different orphanages and almost drowning. You can throw that in there. If you want to.
Okay.
We also talked about Olympic sports.
Okay.
We talked about different names of lion in other languages. And we also talked about, did Trent commit a simple misdemeanor?
All right, here's our a cappella song.
Woohoo!
We're embarrassing ourselves for your entertainment. So here we go. Go ahead. Give me...
I don't know the
start
song.
Start us off with some boop, boop, boop.
A boop, boop, da, 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 boop, boop, ba, ba.
We hopped in the car, headed straight for the fair. Hillbillies all around do with a crazy flair. We hit that roller coaster. The ride of the year. Screaming through the loops. Never showing fear. Roller coasters and hillbillies. What a crazy scene. Throwing up, almost drowning in a foreign dream. Podcast in London. Fast walking through the night. Curling with the crew to truce and a lion's might. Okay. Well, there was.
Yeah.
Have we enjoyed? It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I definitely missed some structure.
You know, that's what happens when you record back to back. So.
Yeah. So, we apologize if this isn't your favorite episode, but hey, more will roll out. That'll be your favorite. So.
Think about it. This is the worst one you'll ever hear.
Think about it.
I think I said that about the first episode, but.
I don't know if this might be the worst one you'll ever hear.
So, hey, we broke a record today.
Breaking records, but not breaking rules.
Okay, so keep your keep your shirts tucked in, would you?
Would you do that for us today?
All right, so as the music starts to play. thanks for listening, guys. I know this was a hard one to listen to.
Really, we hope that you enjoy it a little bit.
We still love you. We still care for
you. We appreciate you.
So, if you know it's real life, give us a hug. What?
Don't hug me. Do not hug me.
All right, Trent, let's end this thing.
Let's end it right here.
We're different.
Stay different.
Say so tucked.
So in. Okay. See y'all next week.
Poise.
Out.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.